The numbers on holiday headaches are adding up. During the Labor Day weekend in the few busiest airports in the U.S., on last Saturday alone, more than 300 cancellations, more than 3,500 delays. The reasons are, some occasional bad weather and some persistently bad airline management. That's according to congressional investigators who've been keeping an especially close watch on the airlines since about 2 years ago when Congress granted them $54 billion taxpayer dollars to help them out of that pandemic mess. They're crashing profits due to not having enough passengers and not enough pilots, even for passengers the airlines do have. Also, the airlines are spending too much money on corporate executives who've been underestimating pilot shortages and passenger services found by the investigators to be inadequate and too many bad scheduling and personnel decisions. All that while desk workers are quitting, pilots are picketing, and Congress and America are howling, forcing airline industry chiefs to be admitting problems and hurrying to hire. In fact, in the past few months, they have hired more than 5,000 pilots. How good that is. Industry chiefs hurrying to straighten out and fly right.
I'm Walter Jacobson, and that's my perspective. For more, visit WGNRadio.com or download the WGN Radio app.